This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Kanye West thinks I had the best video all year long.
And Chad P.
Okay.
You don't remember Barney Miller?
I know Barney Miller. We will not call an audible anymore.
Okay.
On our show.
Class is in.
West thinks I had the best video all year long. My name's Joe Burns. I am a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University, and you are listening to Rock School. Sitting next to me, the guy who had the second best video all year long. His name is...
Silver Metal P.
That's right.
Chad P.
Now, last week, we were doing the best rock bass players of all time, and if you'd like to hear that show, you got to go to the website. Chad, what's the website?
KSLU.org, KSLU.org. There is a Rock School chalkboard on the right-hand side. Click on that, and then there's a link that says episodes. Click on that, baby, and you will hear the best bass players of all time, in our humble opinion.
Humble opinion. Now, we have to give you more humble opinions this week because this is the second of a two-for show. We are going to give you today what we consider the 25 greatest bass riffs in rock.
Boy, and this was not easy.
Oh, no. This took us a while because we even got into a fight about 5 minutes before the show started. Number 24 was supposed to be this band, but Chad said, no, it's going to be this band.
And so, he listened to it, and he agreed.
Oh, yeah. So we made one change right before the show got underway. So let us make clear once again, the same way we did with the 100 greatest rock riffs, guitar riffs, these are not anything that, you know, I've never heard of this group. These are rock riffs.
Mm-hmm.
You have heard of these groups. Mm-hmm. We're not going to sit here and go, look at us. We're the Rock School guys. We know groups you've never heard of.
Not today, anyway.
Not today. These are popular groups. So let's get started. You ready?
Yep.
Number 25. The Grassroots and the Midnight Confessions.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Grill played it. It's from the album Golden Grass back in 1968, and the riff starts the song. How nice. Grassroots, take a listen to it. It is number 25 of the greatest bass riffs of all times, Rock School. Doing the greatest 25 bass riffs of all time. Now, here's number 24. Mm-hmm. This is the one that Chad and I fought over. I was going to do one by Sting and the Police, mm-hmm. which Message in a Bottle.
And I don't disagree that it should not be in the list, but I really had to make a statement for this band. I really think that this one should be in there.
Who is it?
It's Schism by Tool. Justin Chancellor's playing the bass. Listen
right.
to it.
Okay. Okay, I agree with you.
Doc did take a listen to it. I said, let me prove my point. And I played it, and he went, okay.
Okay, good enough. Now, not that I don't like Sting.
No, I love Sting.
Yeah, not that I don't like Sting. Moving along, number 23, Herbie Flowers plays the greatest bass riff at 23. Ever heard of Herbie Flowers?
No.
This one's done on a fretless bass. It's Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side. That's number 23, Herbie Flowers working with Lou Reed on a fretless bass, Walk on the Wild Side. Now number 22, this is the song we're going to play from Sugarloaf. Ever heard of Sugarloaf?
Sugarloaf.
Green-Eyed Lady.
Oh, I know that.
Okay. They also had another smaller hit called Don't Call Us, We'll Call You, kind of a novelty song about making it in the music industry.
Eh.
But Green-Eyed Lady's the one we're going to play. Bob Raymond plays the bass from the album Sugarloaf, Green-Eyed Lady. It also kicks off the song. Sugarloaf. Number 23, Rock School.
Lady.
Yeah, I love it. My wife's got green eyes.
Does she now?
Yeah, I was looking for a woman after hearing the song with green eyes.
You did not. You were so full of it.
You're right, I am. We are doing the 25 greatest bass riffs of all times, and this one I may catch some heck for.
What's that?
Because it's a funk riff, and it became sort of a joke because of MC Hammer. Number 21 from 1981's Street Songs. Rick James, she's a super freak.
She is.
Rock School. Get back to rock and roll.
You shouldn't have touched that.
You know, I had to, but I can't touch this. We do number 21 of the greatest bass riffs. You had to do one by the Beatles.
Well,
the Beatles are everywhere this month. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everywhere. Not that I've bought the entire box set.
No, you haven't.
Abbey Road, 1969, Paul McCartney, Come Together. One of the greatest bass riffs ever. Let's take a listen to it. Rock School. Coming in at number 19 of the 25 greatest bass riffs ever, Chaz Chandler plays it for the Animals. We gotta get out of this place. Rock School. When we did the 100 greatest guitar riffs of all times, did we have any of them played by a woman?
No.
No?
No, we didn't.
Of the one, really?
I don't think so.
Well, number 18 is going to be played by a woman.
There you
and
go.
And I say we play the whole song, don't you?
Why not?
Tina Weymouth, ready? Of the Talking Heads from the album Talking Heads 77. Psycho Killer.
Uh-oh.
Rock School.
No woman will be able to accuse us now of not including.
That's right.
And I tell you what, that was a good pick. That song definitely deserves to be on this list.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Talking Head, Psycho Killer. That's number 18 of the greatest bass riffs. Let's do number 17, The Byrds, 8 Miles High. Chris Hillman. It was a single from 1965. Rock School. Now, this means we're going to go into the break a little bit late, but if I was to pick a favorite Fleetwood Mac song, this is it. The Chain.
The Chain.
Now, we've had luck because a lot of the riffs start the song.
Yeah, that's nice.
This riff is not at the beginning of the song. In fact, it's almost perfectly in the middle.
Okay.
It's the riff that goes bum, ba ba bum, ba 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 bum, bum.
Yeah, I love that.
It's all in A. It's from the Rumors CD back from 1977, back when it wasn't a CD, but rather a vinyl record. So, Fleetwood Mac coming in at number 16 of the greatest bass riffs of all time, played by John McVie, The Chain. Rock School. my favorite. It's not even a question. Yeah. You got to pick a Fleetwood Mac song. That's my favorite. Not even a question.
I like that song.
We were all the way up through 14. When we get back, we're going to do 15 from a group called Extreme.
Yeah, man.
Pat Badger played it. Now, we got to say hello to a couple people. Do a break real quick because we're a little bit back on time. Hi, KLSU out there. Hey, their football team won again this weekend.
They did a pretty good
job. Congratulations. Got somebody across the pond?
That's right. Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain. Hola.
Make sure you get us on iTunes. We are a 5-star rated podcast. We win awards for this stuff. Back in a minute. Rock School.
Moving right along on our list of the 25 great. You know we're going to catch some heck.
Of course.
You know we're going to. We always
do. That's the point of this. That was the point last week, and that's the point this week. We didn't get any email like we did on the guitar riffs. Mm-mm. Apparently people don't hold their... you know, bass riffs as strongly as they do their guitar riffs.
That's all right, they will.
Now, this one, I remember when I put, why can't I come up with it? Steely Dan, so high in the guitar riffs category.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a couple people wrote and they said, okay, stop being so self-serving. This one may be self-serving, but it's a great bass riff. This is from Extreme. It's from, and I'm going to overpronounce it so people don't think I'm doing it wrong, Get the Funk Out.
Thank you.
This is from Extreme 2 Porno Graffiti back in 1991. Pat Badger plays it, and again, it starts it off pretty quick. You'll hear the bass rip right up front. This will get us to the bottom of the hour. Rock School. Got to admit, it's a little bit easier getting in 25 clips in an hour rather than doing 50.
No doubt. You do 50, you're flying down the interstate. On this one, you can just set it on cruise control.
Yeah, we're at least talking a little back and forth to each other. Now, we just finished up with number 15. After we finish 7 days and 70 seconds, we'll come back with number 14.
Yeah.
See how the mathematics work? Once again, 7 days, 70 seconds, something had happened this week, way back when, Monday, September 14th through Sunday, September 20th. Chad, Monday.
I'm ready. September 14th, 1984, MTV presents the first ever MTV Video Music Awards from Radio City Music Hall in New York.
Was Kanye West there?
No.
Did somebody create the best video?
Not yet.
Beyonce? On this date, on September 15th, back in 1964,
happy birthday!
A rock school host called Joe Burns was born. However, on that date as well, the Beatles, performing at Cleveland's Public Auditorium, are ordered offstage for 15 minutes by local police so that the screaming crowd can calm down.
Calm it down, you folks. September 16th, that's a Wednesday this week, but back in 1970, War at Ronnie Scott's Club.
On September 17th, 1967, The Doors appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show performing Light My Fire and saying, girl, we couldn't get much higher. They're banned and never come back.
September 18th, in 1983, the members of the band Kiss appeared on MTV without makeup. They showed up in the limo and said, hey guys, we're here. And they
who
said,
are you?
You are...
September 19th, back in 1976, Wild Cherry gets to number one with Play That Funky Music. And on September 20th, way back when, 1998, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame remembers blues legend Robert Johnson with a tribute concert featuring Johnny Winter, Bob Weir, and the Allman Brothers Band, among other people. Now, let us get back to these, the 25 greatest bass riffs in rock and roll. Number 14. Peace sells, but who's buying?
Nobody.
Played by Dave Elfson and Dave Mustaine back from 1986.
Megadeth.
Rock School.
Probably familiar with that riff. If you ever watched MTV, it came on after Kurt Loder did the MTV News.
Right.
They played that little clip.
Righto. Now, at number 13, you know what I originally had at number 13? I had La Freak.
La Freak.
La Freak, believe it or not. Freak Out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I decided against that. I have replaced it with Jack Bruce and The Sunshine of Your Love by Cream.
Ah.
Rock School. And now the one we're going to play. This is the one Chad wanted to hear. I wanted to play Sunshine of Your Love, but Chad wanted to hear this one.
He really liked this song.
Well, we play Cream all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play one by an artist we don't play all the time. Tony Levin plays it. It might be Levine, but I think it's Levin. He plays bass on the album Us back from 1992. I have never heard a bass so well recorded, so thick, so heavy. Peter Gabriel, Steam.
Oh, yeah.
Rock School. Peter Gabriel. Now, we're running out of time. We got 20 minutes left, and we got to get into the top five if we're going to do this show correctly.
Oh, so 25 was easy to play.
Oh, yeah. No sweat. Shut up, Joe. Okay. Number 11, Spencer Davis Group. Colin Hodgkins plays it. Here it is. Number 11, Rock School. Give me some lovin'. Now we're into the top 10. I happen to like this song a whole lot. At number 10 from Van Halen 1 in 1978, Michael Anthony played it. The top bass riffs of all time. Running with the Devil.
Hey, let's run.
Rock School. Go with number 9. Roger Waters played it from Dark Side of the Moon. You know what can't buy you love?
Money.
Rock School. Now, we played this guy last week in the best rock bassists category, but you can't not play the guy again. This is Michael Flea Balzeri from Mother's Milk in 1989, the number 8 best bass riff of all time.
What do you do when it rains?
Well, you go to higher ground. Number 7 from the group Yes. Chris Squire decided to become a bassist. He wanted to be a guitarist. The problem was his hands were so big.
Oh, yeah, that could be a problem.
Nicely. Yeah, so he went and got himself a bigger instrument and went to bass. And the world was better for it. From the album Fragile, 1972, I'll be the roundabout. Rock School. Now, this next one, somebody is going to fight with me on this. Number 6, the Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes, from the album Elephant back in 2003.
Wait a minute.
It's not a, you know what you're going to say,
it's not a bass.
Yeah, it's a guitar
Jack
tuned
White.
Down an octave. But, sounds like a bass.
No. I'm going to have to disagree with you, I'm sorry.
You take a guitar, you turn it down an octave, it's a bass. Seven Nation Army, Rock School. Arrived into the top 5. Ozzy Osbourne was sitting in the studio, and Bob Daisley was sort of sitting over there in the corners and goofing around, fiddling, and Ozzy, in his drunken stupor, has a moment of clarity. Boom! Comes alive.
Watch out.
Runs over, grabs Bob, and goes, "That's it! That's it! That's what I'm looking for!"
What was he looking for?
And the bass riff turns into No More Tears.
Hey.
Our number 5 best bass riff of all time. Right here, Rock School.
In the bush.
We gotta take a break.
I know. Zach Wilde there playing in that beautiful little pentatonic box that he always does, knocking down on that Les Paul, the bullseye Les Paul. But we're talking about the bass. Four more to go. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin.
Hello, KSCL Shreveport, Louisiana.
We gotta take a minute, give everybody a chance to make a little bit of money off of us. Back in a minute with Aerosmith. Rock School.
Thank you. Thank
What's
you
that?
Calming my nerves down.
Oh, yeah. We just looked at how it all times out. When you do one of these clip shows, you're dealing with pieces of music that are 10 seconds, 16 seconds, 30 seconds, 8 seconds, and all of that. We're at number 4 of the best bass riffs of all time. Do you know what's number 1? Do you have an idea what's number 1? I showed Chad what's number 1, and he kind of went, I think I'm right.
I always vote for the Aerosmith song. You know who I am.
Tom Hamilton plays number 4. This is from Toys in the Attic from 1975. In fact, the entire song was based around this bass riff. Okay, one more clip, and then we're going to finish with two songs. Geddy Lee, we played him. We played, I think, Free Will last week.
Yes, we did.
We're going to go to the Moving Pictures LP. I have both a clip from Red Barchetta and a clip from YYZ, both off the Moving Pictures LP. You go ahead.
YYZ.
YYZ, that's what you'd play.
That's
so
what I want.
You want to do that beginning part? Dun, 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 dun. The Diablos in Musica.
Yeah, that's cool.
The minor fifth, the augmented fourth.
Yes.
All right, please. Let's play it. Rush, Rock School. Okay, we're to number 2. Number 2 on the greatest bass riffs of all time. John Entwistle. You have to do it. The Who. And there's so many bass riffs off the guy. You have to pick one. What are you going to pick?
I mean, you could throw the songs in a hat and
draw them out. But I went all the way back to 1965. The Who sing My Generation. And
hey,
it's because of that whole breakdown in the middle where the guitar, and then he comes in. Doom, diddly, doom, diddly, doom, diddly, doom. You got to be kidding me. This is what I got to do now? I got to do this to be a bass player? The Who, My Generation, John Entwistle at number 2. Rock School.
People try to put us
you got to share number 1
right
with them. You know, it's going to be awesome.
Nope. I'm throwing in an honorable mention.
Well, we didn't go over this.
Yes, I'm throwing in an honorable. Look, it's right there on a piece of paper. Honorable mention, ladies and gentlemen.
You just pulled that piece of paper out of your pocket. What are you doing?
Honorable mention. Before we get to number 1, Jack Elliott and the Barney Miller theme from television.
What are you doing?
Jack Elliott. Honorable mention.
What?
Rock School. Okay, now off to number 1.
Okay.
You don't remember Barney Miller?
I know Barney Miller. We will not call an audible anymore on our show. Okay.
Number 1. You got to love the song. He's not one of the greatest bass players around, but he has come up with one of the greatest bass riffs, I think, and most recognizable bass riff.
Everybody knows it. Everybody.
You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Queen. Another One Bites the Dust.
Another show bites the dust.
You bet. The Game, 1980, that's the album, and that's going to do it. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
That wraps up the 25 greatest bass riffs of all time. Class is dismissed.